Hello. Now, football special never went away. Always been on sale in Donegal. There's even football special ice cream. For years, the only place outside Donegal you could get it was a cafe in Derry City beside the walls. But it was owned by Donegal woman. For at least a year, it's been on sale across the north. See it regularly in Spars in Belfast. That's Paul from Donegal, who's in Belfast at the moment. And we go to a famous man from Northern Ireland now, and we say good afternoon to James Nesbitt. Good afternoon, James.
Afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you familiar with football special?
Not as such, but I am growing my awareness of all things sporting on the island.
Right, because you were at the hurling final. Now, just so you know, football special is a drink. It's like a rock shandy.
Oh,
yes.
I'm surprised. Oh, no, it's shandy. You lost me at shandy.
So you were, James Nesbitt on the phone here, and we're talking to James about two small ball games. Firstly, let's talk about the hurling, James, because you were at the All-Ireland Hurling Final on Sunday. In what capacity?
I was invited, first of all, 2 years ago to to my first hurling match in All-Ireland semi-final between Limerick and Galway by Neil McManus, the great Antrim hurler. And then the BBC were, dare I say, were doing it this year, and they were covering it in Britain. And Neil asked me down again, and I was there along with people like Dara O'Brien and David O'Doherty and Siobhan McSweeney, just to kind of like, well, A, to go and watch it, but also to maybe cast a wee eye on it and try and make some comment for those that were watching across the water. And it was astonishing. I mean, it was as good a sporting event as I've ever been to in my life.
And you've been at a lot.
I've been to some. Listen, I grew up watching Ballymena, so I've been to some good ones and some bad ones. And then I sponsored Coleraine for years, although we're doing a bit better. But you know, I've been to the San Siro. I've been to Old Trafford a lot. I've been to the New Camp. But it was amazing, and I remember you almost have to see it twice to really get imbued with it. And you know, it didn't take an agent who was from a different background to understand that what he was witnessing was something rather special. And not only just the fact that there were young men, people who were going back, young boys are going back to work on a Tuesday, but also that the skill and the stamina and the speed and the completely non-let up of the thing, you know. You couldn't help but feel, but as you were looking at the different colours, the red of Cork and the Rebels and the yellow of the Banner County, all sitting beside each other, it was glorious. And it certainly felt in a way that I was witnessing the heartbeat of a nation that I hadn't been part of before. And it was sensational. And I just hope that all those, and I think the feedback from everyone who watched it, who were unfamiliar with it, in whatever part of the British Isles, they were certainly taken by. It was sensational. I mean, really incredible. Yeah.
And James, did it give you pause for thought? Because as you say, you're from a different tradition, so hurling wasn't part of your childhood. But isn't it amazing that Croke Park was full with 80,000 people, over a million people watched it on the telly, and we're such a small island. And yet a whole tranche of a whole community, you know, don't pay attention to it, if you like.
Well, I think maybe they were had the belief that they shouldn't pay attention to
it. Yeah.
But, you know, small steps. There have been some major steps, big steps taken in the last number of years, particularly where I come from. But also small steps help. And I absolutely think that this is part of evolving the full nation, north and south. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. You can call yourself Northern Irish, you can call yourself from the north, you can say you're Unionist, Nationalist, whatever. Nevertheless, this is a sport in which is played in every county in Ireland. And I think for the people in every county that weren't aware of it, that maybe they'll start taking a wee bit of notice of it. Honest to God, it was really a remarkable day. I felt hugely privileged to be there.
So just before we leave the hurling, I was just looking it up. No Ulster county has ever won the All-Ireland hurling.
But I mean, I think isn't it interesting, because I went with Neil McManus. I don't know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners will know who Neil McManus is, an Antrim hurler. And again, showing my ignorance here, but my ignorance only born out of the fact that I was not deliberately ignorant. I was just ignorant. You know, I think it's very unusual, from what I gather, and everyone, all your listeners will know this, for someone not to play for their own county. And but the amount of people, because I, you know, because he was on a panel there, Neil, with a guy, Paul Kelly, I think, and a couple of others, and then there was a guy, Sambo, I met later, all these All-Stars and All-Ireland winners. But they were all saying, you know, Neil McManus would have walked into any county
had he wanted to. Yeah.
But yet, there is that beautiful purity of the sport. Yes. And I suppose it must be quite difficult. Although Neil didn't seem to think that. You know, the notion that you, when you're born in a county, you play for your county. But hopefully, the more everyone can see this, the more all counties will improve.
Get involved, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're down locally for the Mary Keaton Pro-Am tomorrow, and then you're taking part in the Amgen Irish Pro-Am that takes place in Royal County Down on September 11th.
I know, but I travelled up from Dublin today and I'm sat here in the rather esteemed and beautiful environs of the K Club talking to you. But it's amazing, you know, I've been involved with the Mary Keaton Foundation for years. This is the 26th annual Celebrity Golf Classic. 26. Well, it's 26 years since she's gone, I think, or maybe more.
Yeah.
And they're incredible, you know, Marie, and also the entire family, Gary, and the rest of them. You know, they've raised $30 million over the years. This one, which is sponsored by Skechers, they'll raise at least another $100,000 tomorrow night. And this year is focused on the mission to grow their nursing team. Because, you know, they work in communities all across Ireland. They raise awareness. They've supported thousands of families.
They do amazing work. They do amazing work. The Mary Keaton Foundation.
So it's a great thing to be involved in. And, you know, and there's always tremendous people that come. Like, I bumped in just as I arrived here today, Ronnie Whelan. He's always one of the first to arrive for the barbecue tonight. But it's amazing. And it is... It's astonishing, the beacon that they have been and the torch that they have lit for raising awareness about cancer over the years, born out of the awful tragedy of losing their mother.
Yeah. And James, you took a step back from acting to parent. Is that fair enough? Is that the way it worked?
I think it's fair enough to say that. Yeah. I'm co-parenting Fia, who is actually here. She's just been running around like a mad one here around the place. My partner's 2.5-year-old, and so I took a wee bit of time off to spend time with her and a bit more time with my the other two great loves of my life, Peggy and Mary, my elder my daughters, from my first marriage. And but also, just, you know, you work for an awful long time, and the business changes a wee bit, but also you need to give. I needed a wee break myself, but also I think I needed to give people a break from seeing me, to tell you the truth, because, you know, people can get a wee bit sickened by seeing the same.
There's your man Nesbitt again. Is he a baddie or a goodie? Yeah. Is he a cop or a
goodie? Yeah. So I took a bit of time off, and it's been brilliant. Yeah. And it's I've been able to sort of hopefully recharge a wee bit. And I did a wee thing recently with Harlan Coben, who I worked with before and Stay Close. And I did a kind of a cameo type thing with him on a show called Missing You recently, and I'm sort of looking forward to work certainly at the beginning of next year and something else.
It's great to be able to do that. Was there a moment, did something happen, James, that said that made you re-look at your life and your work-life balance?
Time passes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's quite... an astute question in a way, and almost hard to answer. But just time goes so quickly, and I think certainly with the arrival in my life of Fia, but also my big girls. One of them, Mary, has just finished a year in Toulouse. Peggy is now retrained as a makeup artist. I just wanted to spend more time with family.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that is one of... Listen, I have been incredibly lucky. I mean, I've worked since I left drama school, and I, for all the notion that I enjoy the fruits of my success, I certainly do, but the success has only come through work. But work does take you away. I mean, if you talk to anyone, I mean, you know, anyone that works in kind of the arts or media, or anyone that works in something that, in which you have to travel, you do spend time away. And so I just thought, well, give myself a break, give myself a bit of time with family, and also, as I say, give viewers a bit of a break from me, and then kind of think, and then sort of think, right, is the canvas full? I mean, is there still a wee bit? Is there other still more stories to be told? And I think there's a wee bit more to be done.
Yes, yeah. You're a young man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I've said before, my mother always said, she said two great things to me in my life. She said, James, when I used to not to get up when I was sort of 14, she would say, James, the sun rises and so must you. And then, and she also said to me, James, you're one age all your life. I was 5, and unfortunately, you're 17.
Kamala Harris is the same age as you and me. I think you're 59. Are you 59?
59? I am. Yeah.
And she's been referred to now as youthful. Compared thing, James. Just we'll take the youthful.
But I feel, you know, it's good to sort of recharge. And listen, I'm lucky to be able to do it. And also, I'm so, as I say, you know, the one thing that my parents in County Antrim instilled in me was the notion that, you know the value of a pound and know the privilege of life, actually, and know the importance of work, and then enjoy the other stuff.
Yeah. And I suppose you had a few heavy roles as well in the last couple of years depicting...
I started off as a comedy actor, and not even I can watch myself. which is saying something. I think there's been a few. I mean, but that's the privilege of it. You know, it's great. I mean, Liam, I worked with Liam Neeson years, and well, we met many, many, many years ago. And Liam has a nice way of putting it. He says, "Well, Jimmy, we're still getting away with it."
Yeah.
But also, I used to work with a director called Michael Winterbottom. I did a few independent films with him, and he used to say, "Your next job is your first job." And also, I've learned that. I mean, one of my best, greatest friends in the South is a guy called Conor McAllister, who, along with his brother Hugh, they've got the
Grafton
Barbers.
We spoke to you before about that. He held your hand through the hair transplant thing and all that sort of thing.
But he's also, but they're great. And they're still at it, you know, and they've just opened one out at the airport there, and they're brilliant. And it's just, you know, the graft is important. Because, I mean, if I've learned anything from being a UNICEF ambassador for 20 years, you understand that, my God, the people that are not in a position to be able to support their kids or are not in a position to be able to work, it makes you realise very quickly how important the privilege is.
Yeah, I've been able to. So I'll just mention that again for you, James. The Amgen Irish Open Pro-Am takes place in the Royal County Down on September 11th. And tickets...
And it's fantastic.
European
tour. And if anyone's doing nothing else that day, because you'll see an awful lot more, you'll have more access to the big stars. I've done it for years, and it's sensational. Yes. And it's a really brilliant day out.
James Nesbitt, I'll let you get back to Fia.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, lovely talking to you. Mind yourself,
God
James.
Bless.
See you now. Bye.
Okay.
That's it from us. John Cook and Dermot MacDonald are on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.